is it does not make you anything except a sinner. Whereunto you desire to begin to be in bondage. Because that's what it ends up doing. When we become the slaves, the law, you know, whoever, you know, if you are under the law, you're bound to do the whole law. You know, I'm trying to think of that one verse, if that was in the, just if that was in the last part. It wasn't, but the verse I'm thinking, you know, that, and maybe that's coming, but, you know, whoever wants to do part of the law becomes a debtor to do the whole law. And that's where the bondage comes in. Because when you start seeking God according to the Old Testament law, you really have to fulfill the whole thing. You know, you can't pick and choose. That's not how the law works. And that's why, you know, you have these very strictly observant Jews to this day, who, and they wear the boxes on their forehead, because that is according to the commandment of God. They are supposed to wear phylacteries. I believe that Jesus himself would have possessed these phylacteries. They would put them on for prayer. Now, he didn't have, he talked about the Pharisees, you know, they make broad their phylacteries. He didn't say that it was wrong to have phylacteries. What he meant is it was, you know, it was, they made these big, showy phylacteries. And the ones found from the first century, the, were to be small leather. It'd be like this thing you would strap to your forehead. I mean, no different than if someone wore a pendant around their forehead with a jewel, but instead it would be the scriptures in a little leather pouch. But that was part of the law. Now, a lot of Jews don't follow that anymore. But they're really in debt to do it, according to their scriptures. So what they've done is a lot like what a lot of Christians do, is they've sort of left off following the, you know, they've left off following Moses the way a lot of Christians have left off following the apostles. A lot more respect for the Jews who I see trying to fulfill all those things. They don't wear garments of any mixed fibers. They do things according to the way Moses said they ought to do them. Of course, Jesus also talked about the way that tradition had sort of crept in and marred the truth which Moses taught, and I don't know to what degree they, because I don't really study the way they follow their religion, but even so, I know there are certain things that are done which are required of the law and which other people don't do. Same thing with Christians. You know, when we start to look to the Old Testament for our guidelines, so to speak, instead of to the law of Christ, which is the New Testament. Or if we take the New Testament in a legalistic way, it will gender to bondage. It will. Because you end up observing days and months and times and years. See, it's all about, well, this holiday or that holiday, or that it's Sunday again, or it's Saturday again, or whatever day you think is your appointed day. You know? You know, to have that respect towards it. And, you know, and Paul later on says, hey, you know, let the weak carry this. I mean, let the, you know, the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Because one man believes he has to observe a day. Another man believes every day is good alike, you know. And ultimately, it always comes down on those who are farther ahead to be patient with those who are lagging behind. And that's, I don't want to overthrow the faith of anyone. But I have to say that in Christ we have liberty, and I'm not going to be judged of any man, not of some legalist. I have liberty. I don't have to observe any particular day as a day of whatever. I don't. And you know, most people don't. Honestly, even people, they go, what they think is they think they're keeping the law. But all they're doing is going to church on Saturday or Sunday or whatever day they happen to find to be holy, right? And they go to church. And I'm not saying anything against going to church. That is holy and right thing to do. But what it is that they say, oh, it's the day. See, to me, it's not the day. It's the gathering that's important. We're gathering together in the name of Christ. That is sacred to me. What is not sacred is, oh, this day is the day of holiness and the day that God has made. Well, then, you know, people, then if you're going to observe the day, then the whole day ought to be holy. I mean, whether you go by the Jewish way of looking at it, and I'm using Christian liberty, but if you're going by the law, it would be from sundown the previous day to sundown that day. So if your day was Sunday, for instance, from sundown Saturday till sundown Sunday, you would be observing a completely holy day there. In whatever sense you, so to me, as a Christian, well, that would be the day, if I was going to observe one day, that would be the day in which I completely disconnect myself from the things of the flesh and the things of the world. Definitely turn off your television set, spend 100% of your time in meditation to God. Really, if you're going to observe this, this is a holy day sanctified unto the Lord. So I don't get into that. Because because I've got liberty. I can seek God every day and do. I can pray always. But the thing is, if you start getting into, I'm going to follow the law, now you're a debtor to do it to the fullness of it. And that's bondage. And Paul's saying, I'm afraid that I've done, because look at, I work to preach this gospel of the glorious liberty of Christ Jesus. Man, people say, I always like to say, we've got to add to our faith this, that, and the other, right? And some people say, no, it's only faith. I agree. It is, all you really need is faith. Because if you truly have faith, it will take you on to everything you need to do. It will lead you on. Many people who say they believe in only faith, they do all kinds of other things as part of their faith. And really, they're just talking empty talk, because they themselves do works, always the most zealous among them. But the thing is, they leave people behind, as they preach this believe-only thing, and some people use it as a crutch to be sluggards and to be unchristlike. And absolutely, it is inexcusable. But my point is that even those who in these churches who say, all you got to do is believe, they sure do a lot more than that, don't they? There are certain people in that church who do all kinds of works. I question them. Well, how come you're doing all the works? Why don't I get to do any works? Well, you don't need to do any works, see? Well, then, as I agree, you don't need to do works to be saved. But you will work works, just as Paul worked works. He bestowed labor on them. He did not want it to be in vain. I don't know how I got on that little tangent. Let's move on. I'm afraid of you. Verse 12.